Welcome to ICTJ's podcast series, in which we discuss recent developments in the field of transitional justice. Today we are speaking with Caitlin Reiger, Director of International Policy Relations at ICTJ. The United Nations Human Rights Council recently established a mandate for a UN Special Rapporteur on the promotion of truth, justice, reparation, and guarantees of non-recurrence. We're eager to hear Caitlin's thoughts on the position and its impact on the field. Thanks for joining us, Caitlin. Can you briefly discuss the significance and objectives of the creation of this position?
Well, the significance of this new special procedure is that it's really a demonstration by one of the most important political bodies of the UN, the Human Rights Council, that taking a comprehensive approach to dealing with the legacy of past human rights violations is important. It's also significant as a development, though, because it's structured, the mandate is structured around the key pillars of the principles of fighting impunity that have been developed by the international system and really drawing upon international law, but recognising that this is something that needs additional assistance.
Great. What are the most important tasks that the person who fills this position will fulfil?
It's a very broad mandate, so the tasks are multiple. First and foremost, the role is to potentially provide technical assistance and advisory services to states that are grappling with the legacy of massive human rights violations or violations of international humanitarian law. There'll also be a sort of a best practices function where the special rapporteur will be expected to gather information about recent developments, what's worked and what hasn't at the level of national practices, to promote those and to identify recommendations for how transitional justice approaches could be improved at the national level. There's also a sort of a dialogue function with states where the special rapporteur may conduct country visits and will be expected to conduct country visits and have regular dialogue at a high level, and that's one of the benefits of having a special rapporteur. There's also sort of longer-term arrangements about reporting regularly, not just back to the Human Rights Council, but also to the General Assembly in general, and more generally just awareness raising about the importance of a comprehensive, multifaceted approach.
What types of challenges is this position likely to face?
The challenges that the position is likely to face include really being realistic about what a special rapporteur can do. And it is a largely symbolic, but not only symbolic, function. But keeping realistic expectations, I think, is important for all concerned. The position, like any of their special rapporteurs, is an unpaid position to preserve the independence of the mandate holder. But they do receive some limited support from the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights through a couple of staff positions who help support the mandate, provide, and the UN also provides coverage for country visits and travel and so on that are associated with implementing the mandate. But it's not a lot. So realistically, that it's really only possible for a special rapporteur to conduct usually only two country visits a year, maybe issue one report a year. The other sort of challenges then are having an institution usually behind the special rapporteur who can help supplement those limited resources. Then there are obviously political challenges as well, where states may not want a special rapporteur coming in, shining light on their practices and policies. So it's going to be important, I think, for the special rapporteur to navigate through that, both find constructive ways of engaging, but also make the most of the leverage that the publicity and the attention that comes with being a special rapporteur and the access that a special rapporteur has brings to the position.
What is the selection process for such a candidate, and what sort of background and qualifications do you feel are imperative for the the person holding this position?
All of the special rapporteurs and other special procedure mandate holders are now selected by a very transparent process that the Human Rights Council itself runs. So there will be a call for applications that is issued by the Human Rights Council itself. Applications for candidates can be nominated by individuals themselves, by institutions, by states, by non-government organisations. And then there is a committee that will review the applications that have been selected and make recommendations to the Human Rights Council on appropriately qualified candidates. And it is most likely that the office holder will be voted on at the next session of the Human Rights Council in March 2012. As you said, it is a comprehensive, very broad mandate, and that is that will require somebody who can cover the breadth of issues that the mandate itself covers. I think it will be important to for somebody who can navigate their way through the realities of what country situations demand and the importance of any proposals need to be customised to that particular context. The other sorts of qualifications, it's less about qualifications, but it's about institutional support that we mentioned already about the sort of the limits of the resources available to a special rapporteur. Very often special rapporteurs come backed by academic institutions because it's often a way in which institutional support can be supplemented. I think in this position that might be a model to follow, but it's also, I think, important for the mandate holder to understand the sort of practical application in country contexts and the realities on the ground outside of just a purely academic approach as well.
We've been speaking with Caitlin Reiger, Director of International Policy Relations at ICTJ. More information about the work of Transitional Justice and ICTJ, as well as the issues discussed here, can be found online at ictj.org. Thanks so much for joining us, Caitlin.
Thanks.